All right, here we are, live at Chickies and Pete's in Marlton, New Jersey, Ike. Love Chickies and Pete's. Details, directions, chickiesandpete's.com. This in particular, all the locations are great, but this is, we're here for the grand opening, right?
Yep.
I love this place, man. Stop on out if you haven't caught it yet.
Yeah.
Be here till 6 o'clock. But we got a game tonight. We got some games this weekend. We don't have the Eagles, though. But we still go to our Ace Handicapper every Thursday at 4:15. Name is Brandon Lang. You can check everything out he does. BrandonLang.com, scores, odds, anything involving really any sports gambling. What's up, Brandon?
Which Chickie and Pete's you at there, big fella?
The new one in Marlton. So we're about 20 minutes over the bridge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to eat at the one right around the corner from Comcast Sportsnet, Covia Center, man. Good food there, man. Good food.
We are there every Monday.
Yes.
During the football season.
South Philly.
Nice. I'd be right there with you if I was in town. Unfortunately, I'm not in town.
We'll send you some crab fries, but they after a couple hours, they're not as good unless you re-fry them or something.
They're not. But usually when I'm hanging out with my boy John Meehan, a cheerleader, I'll slip by a Chickie and Pete's for a late night meal. So we'll get it.
Damn right, Brandon. Damn right. All right, so listen, game tonight, and, you know, not a great game. I think earlier in the season, we were praising the Thursday night matchups, good matchups.
Right.
Now, not so much. But it's an interesting game. You have the 49ers, 2.5-point favorites right now over the Raiders. This has a Raiders win feel to it tonight. What do you think?
Yeah, the nail on the head. You know, the cure for a bad defense is a bad offense, and that's kind of what we have with the Niners tonight. Beathard's banged up, mulling off the practice squad. Tom Savage may fill in if needed. One thing about Derek Carr and that offense, they're scoring points. The Colts beat up on Oakland last week, but I don't think we'll never confuse Andrew Luck and the Colts offensively with what we're going to see from the Niners tonight. I think Oakland gets the win tonight. I like them plus the 2.5. I bought the half point. I always get that up to 3 just in case you have any shenanigans, but I do like the Raiders tonight.
Buy that point, Knight. Buy the point.
Buy the point.
But he always says it, and you know what, Brandon? When you lose because of the half point,
It drives you crazy.
Everybody can relate.
Listen, just real quick, money management and discipline. The one thing when you deal with a 3 number, a 7 number, a 10 number, a 14 number, a 17 number, games that fall on those numbers, if that's the line and you like the favorite, buy the half point down. Like, well, tonight, if you were dealing with a 3 number and you like Frisco, you buy that half point down to 3. You like the dog, buy it to 3.5. And that's what you always do. Don't ever get beat by the hook. It's the number one cardinal sin. Now, granted, you make a standard bet. It's 110 to win 100. But buying the half point, sometimes you got to lay minus 120, minus 130. But it's worth the investment to save yourself the bad beat.
There you go, Ike.
Okay. I like it.
Sound advice. Yeah, Ike's picks this year have been good. My picks this year have not been good. So help me out, Brandon. Well, I'm going to ask you right off, and I'm taking notes here. What's your best bet of the week?
Best bet of the week is the Rams in New Orleans. That, you know, the Philadelphia Eagles were 200-dimer number 4 in a row in the Super Bowl, and I haven't released a 200-dimer yet this year. And number 5 in a row is that game right there. So for your listeners, if they've never gone to BrandonLang.com, you can have that Sunday as one day all free access pass. You can get that selection absolutely free. That's a big one for me. I've waited all year for number 5 in a row. We're going to keep it behind the curtain. I will tell you this. I like over the posted total. I think both these teams are going to score. You look at New Orleans at home averaging 41 points a game in that building. Only time they didn't score over 30 was against the Cleveland Browns in week 2. They're playing really good football. We know what the Rams can do on the road with that offense. Indoors, perfect conditions. I like over. Rams have gone over the posted total 7 of their last 8 on the road. Saints, 6 of the last 8 at home have gone over the posted total. I think we're in the first for high-scoring game there in the Bayou.
BrandonLang.com. Get there right now. All right, so Cleveland fires their coach and their offensive coordinator. How do you think that relates to their next game? You have Greg Williams in there. You have a new offensive coordinator in there calling plays. You also have Kansas City coming into town. Now you're home. You're hosting the Chiefs. Maybe this is a game that they take lightly or they look over because they've been rolling so bad. But how do you normally handle when a coach gets fired or there just seems to be a lot going on in the city?
You know, it's funny. I always try to stay away from those games. But, you know, Andy Reid was the hottest head coach in the NFL against the spread. He had 11 straight covers going back to last year. And then they gave up the late field goal against Denver last week. A lot of places laying 9.5, some places 10. That took it from 10 down to 7. And he took his first loss. For me, if Kansas City were going to cover this game, this line would be 11 or 12. How is it only 8.5? And that's the confusing part to me about this current line at 8.5. And so I think something's fishy about this. I'm not going to touch the game, but it wouldn't surprise me if Cleveland played loose with Haley and Jackson gone and played a little more freer. I might lean toward Cleveland plus the points just because the line tells me Vegas is trying to trap you with the single-digit number on the Chiefs.
Looks a little too easy, huh?
Yeah, Brandon. I saw that. I saw that line. I'm like, what?
See, doesn't it seem like as good as Kansas City has been all year long blowing people out,
right?
How are they only laying that single-digit number in that spot right there? It's like, you know, one thing we've learned, Ike, about the NFL this year is that when it looks so good and everybody jumps on the good, it's not so good. It's been like that. You know, listen, it's like that exotic dancer that you take home. She looked good in the club. You wake up in the morning, not so good, Ike. So I tend to think that in this situation, they're trying to trap you into KC.
We were about to make the same comparison, Brandon. Damn, we're on the same wavelength here.
I gotta talk in language that Ike will really relate to, and yes, as a player,
into this.
Yeah.
As a player in the NFL, you know, a lot of your listeners relate to that too. So,
yes.
So there,
there
we
you
go.
We'll stick with that right there. All right, so Brandon,
me with Hollis.
Yeah, not Hollis. Hollis. BrandonLang.com. So Brandon, when you look at a team like Buffalo, right? How do you put a point spread out there? As an odds maker, Nate Peterman's going to be in there, right? We know what Nate Peterman is. Chicago comes rolling into town. They're 10-point road favorites. But at the same time, like, how do I bet Buffalo? It almost looks too easy to bet Chicago in that same spot.
You can't. They did everything in their powers to cover that game on Monday night. They were the right side of the game. Their defense played absolutely outstanding. And I'm sitting there watching that game Monday night because I took the double-digit divisional home underdog, and I felt pretty good about it with 5 minutes to go. And they're on the New England 30, and I turned to a buddy. I said, well, the only thing that can hurt us here is a pick six. The only thing, 2 plays later, pick six. My boy looks at me and says, you had to say it, didn't you? And I look at this game, and the total's 39. Why does it smell to me that that's one of the lowest totals we've had this entire year, and it's telling me that the play in this game is the total? It's not the side. It's the total. You try to lay that kind of number, the back door's always open. And as we saw, Buffalo's defense is still going to show up and play well. But I think the matchup of the Chicago defense against that Buffalo offense is the matchup. And one other thing, going back to 2017, 7 of the last 9 Buffalo Bills games have gone under the posted total. That tells me right there the play is the under in this one.
Yep, Brandon Lang. All right, Brandon, we appreciate it. And I'm on BrandonLang.com right now getting the odds from all the different casinos and all the different offshore. Great website. That's where you should go. And you can get that great pick as well this week, BrandonLang.com. Brandon, thanks, man.
I'll give you one more. Green Bay, New England, over the posted total. Patriots will get to 38. You only need Rodgers to get you to 24. He will get you that. Just like the Chiefs in New England a few weeks ago, Green Bay, New England will combine to go over 60 on Sunday night.
All right.
Like it.
Brandon, thanks, man.
All right, guys.
There he is. Yeah, that is a great Sunday night game.
Yeah, one of my pet peeves when picking games, the divisional game, with the road team being the favorite, especially if it's a double-digit favorite. I'm like, are you kidding me? A divisional game with the road team, a double-digit favorite?
Yep.
Nah, I'm always taking the home team in that matchup.
Home dog division game.
He's right. Buffalo was the right play, and they had it, and he threw that pick six.
No, he was so ready to backdoor that game. I mean, that was garbage
the right play.
Touchdown.
Yep.